everyone. Welcome to No Smut Shaming. I'm Crystal.
And I'm Kristen.
And we're here to discuss all your favorite romance reads.
And all the dirty details.
What are we on? Episode 4?
This is our April wrap up.
It's hard to remember since we do so little.
I know. I was thinking that too. It feels like it's been so long since we recorded last. It's been a month.
It's been a month. Yeah.
But we're back.
We're back
to talk about the book we read in April. I've been reading more lately.
You have?
Yes.
I have not.
I have, but...
So what's been going on? A little birdie told me you have some big news.
You know, I actually do have some big news this
time. Let's hear it.
And usually my big news is like...
Not big news at all.
Right. But this actually is kind of big news. I am having a baby.
So exciting.
I know.
Tell us more.
I mean, that's the biggest part of it.
That is, yes.
We are having a baby.
Uh-huh.
It is our first child. And it's a boy.
We're having a boy.
Coming.
When I say we, I mean me and Kristen. Because I'm going to cuddle that baby.
Yep. He'll be here at the very end of August.
Around my birthday.
Hey. I know, it's going by so fast.
I know.
Today, I am 23 weeks, already halfway.
So, funny story, at Christmas time, she had already known she was pregnant.
We had just found out.
Right. But I gifted her a whole cocktail set. A shaker, a cool recipe book, and all of that. And she just faked it. And when I gave it to her, she was like, oh my God, this will be great.
Yeah.
Whole time, pregnant.
Yeah. We didn't tell anyone for a little bit. Well, I wanted to wait to tell anybody. Even our parents, we didn't tell until we had our first eight-week appointment. But yeah, I definitely had to
keep that one under wraps.
Be super excited about the cocktail book and set you gave me for Christmas.
She'll get to use it eventually.
Yep. Hey, the cocktail book has a mocktail section.
But I felt... It was so funny because in retrospect, I was thinking about how you guys were acting. And I remember Ben just going through the pages, just reading all the recipes and be like, oh, this will be a good one. And I'm like, was that all a sham?
No, Ben's drinking has not slowed down. Mine, however, has.
Well, I mean, yeah, I would hope so.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
You know, there's studies now.
So. Right. I hear it's bad.
Yeah.
23 weeks.
That's so exciting.
I know.
I'm more excited for selfish reasons because I'm just like, I can't wait to cuddle a baby. I'm going to be like, I'm here again. And you'll be like, you need to go.
I'm so excited.
Great news. I mean, I don't think there's anything I can say to top that.
I will say it is hard to top a new human life.
I'm going
to
try because I actually have a couple things this month.
Let's hear it.
I went to prom last night.
I know. Congratulations.
Thank you. Now, before you're like, why would a 40-year-old woman go to prom? My husband is a teacher. So sometimes, you know, we get to go to prom. But really, he invited my daughter. Our daughter. So he just thought it'd be fun for her to go to prom and dance. And
dress up.
At the aquarium. So, you know, she got to see all the fish and sharks and stuff. They got to walk the red carpet. I will say this. I got ready for prom. I wasn't like wearing a glittery dress, but I put my nice dress on and I felt good. I was like, ooh.
Yeah,
okay.
You got cute.
I got this. And then as soon as I got to prom, I was like, I'm about 1,000 years old. Like, these girls were so beautiful.
There's nothing more humbling than being in a room full of 17-year-olds.
Yeah, walking with all this confidence because, you know, life hasn't jaded them. So, like, I was shocked how old I felt. And I know you're always like, you always act like you're so old. I felt old this time.
I think that room would make anybody over the age of, like, 25 feel old.
Yeah.
So.
And you just start to remember like how you felt at that age and how like you're about to start college. You're about to experience all these new things. Like you were just ready for life.
Senior prom was so great. Did you enjoy your...
I really did. Yeah. And I just went with like a friend. Like it wasn't anything, you know, no pressure.
I had a boyfriend. I had a boyfriend. Actually, my senior prom was my first high school dance. With a date.
Ooh.
I did not have a date to any... Is that true?
I didn't have a date either.
I feel like that's true. I have like homecomings or winter formals. And we only had a senior prom. So I had a date. I liked my dress.
Okay.
I was feeling good senior prom.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel different now going.
I mean, it was my first date, but I don't know if I call it a date since we were just friends. But I just kept looking at them and I was just like, I bet some of these guys are like, I'm going to get laid tonight.
Yeah, you know, I bet they're
going to lose some V cards tonight. You know, and I just want to be like, ladies, You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, okay, old lady.
Yeah. Did you dance?
I walked across the dance floor and they were, I can't even remember what song, but it was like, and I walked across like, like I was really getting into it.
Yeah.
And then Matt was like, oh my God. So that was like the main thing. I actually went to prom so I would have something to talk about because I'm usually like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't do too much else this month.
Have you organized anything you would like to talk about? Watched any races?
Well, Formula One is back. So, I mean, definitely watching that. Mm-hmm. I am starting to order some baby furniture.
Nice.
Ordered a crib. Ordered a rocking chair glider. It's coming together. Worked on the registry. I'm really like checking some boxes over here.
Yeah. I mean, out of everybody I know, Kristen's probably the most organized person I've ever met. And I always thought I was pretty organized, but like she's going to make sure everything is done way beforehand.
Oh yeah. I actually have a couple Excel spreadsheets.
Yeah. She's a queen of Excel.
I had one for daycare research. Mm-hmm. I had one for the nursery with like links to things, to furniture. And I had a little vision board and then I have a to-do list.
Yep.
You know, the classes I want to take, when I need to sign up for them, you know, I feel like I'm on it.
Yeah.
I read all the reviews.
Yeah.
I mean, I get in deep on some things,
right.
But it's odd, I think, what I choose to like really dig into and what I just don't.
Like what?
Like I'll spend a lot of time researching. I don't know. I don't really have any good examples, but like.
I think it's funny because you'll say, can you look at my registry and tell me if there's anything stupid? And I was like, I understand when you're a first time mom, you don't really know what is important until you're in it and you're like, okay, I didn't really need that. But I never feel the need to like criticize someone for making that choice to put it on their registry. Right.
But I'm like welcoming the criticism.
Right. And I'm just like, okay. And so I went through it and none of it was bad.
Like, you got to tell me if there's some stupid stuff on there.
Right. If you're first, I just think you should take it all in. Like, it's your first time. Just take it all in. Experience it all.
I mean, there's so many cool things now because you always hear like,
tell me about it.
You never know what kind of bottle your baby will like. You won't know what kind of pacifier. So now they have boxes where you can try.
Sample packs. Yeah.
Sample packs before you really commit. So I'm really into that stuff.
It'll be a fun experience. But I think it's funny because the assumption was Crystal will do the shower and I'm totally cool. I will plan it. But I think it's funny how many people have been texting me about it, like really putting the pressure on me. I was like, okay, she's due in August. I was getting texts like February. And I was like, am I crazy? Can we wait or should we do it now?
I've had friends for like weeks now ask for a baby shower date. And you did pick one.
I did pick one. And so
I've been handing, you can't change it now. I've already told people.
No, that's totally fine. I didn't realize how many texts I would get. And so I was like, I feel like I really need to have an all hands meeting and really like get all the details out. So just FYI, I haven't forgotten. I will not let this be a horrible experience for you.
I didn't think you would.
But I feel like we still have plenty of time. And so we're good to go.
I know. I have some like out of town friends who were like, oh, what's the date?
Dear God.
And I was like, no worries, no pressure.
Feel
Crystal
free
got it.
To give them my number and I'll be like, look, I'm on it. Back off. Yeah. They'll be like, ooh, we can't wait to meet her. But anyways.
Okay, so this month we read a book that I forgot the name of because I didn't write it down.
Million Dollar Marriage.
Thank you. Okay, so this one was recommended to us on Instagram by Duff and Stuff.
Oh, I like Duff and Stuff.
This was such a good recommendation.
It really was.
And I don't think I would have ever found it without her recommending it.
Yeah.
So thank you.
And then the author is Katie Evans.
Yes. And you know what? This was a good rec because I think there's a lot to get into.
This was a page turner for me.
Yeah.
It was a fun read. I really did enjoy this one.
It was a fun read. And I really enjoy romance books that have a level of competition in them. Mm-hmm. I like it when they're on a baking show or a dating show. Like, I really like when there's a prize to be won.
Right.
I think it just adds a little something extra for
me. I knew you would like that part of the book. Yeah.
So the second she was like, oh, race, competition, contest,
you're
I was like
I'm in.
My eyes are ready. So Million Dollar Marriage.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Our main characters are Penelope, who goes by Nell, and Luke, who goes by Luke. Nell has $500,000 of student loans and she is buried deep
because she's avoided reality. So she just became a professional student.
She just, yeah, keeps going to school. So she has racked up so much in loans.
What I've had a friend say before, she kind of majored in poverty. Like she doesn't have any like, you know, like these aren't skill sets she could take out and apply to the world that'll make her good money.
No. Right. And so she's overwhelmed. The first bill came and she's just like, oh my God. And on the flip side, we have Luke, mm-hmm. who is also $500,000 in debt because he took over. I know. He took over the family bar. And to be honest, I don't know the state of the bar when he did take it over from his grandfather, but I feel like he hasn't done anything to improve it.
Right.
He has no education. Mm-hmm. He's the owner of this bar without any idea.
Right. And it sounded like his grandfather took out like a ridiculous amount of loans too, which right. he inherited.
And he obviously grew up around the bar with his grandpa and he knows like how to run it kind of like as a managerial perspective, but he has no like financial background that would help him be an owner of a right. business.
And it really reminds me of anybody that goes into photography. They really hone your skills into the actual technical side. But if you're going to be a photographer, you also have to have the finance and know what to do. And I think a lot of people, when they take over a business, they don't know that part, which is the most important part.
Right.
You know?
So he's in a bad financial position with the bar. He's going to lose it, essentially. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much debt in this bar. We're just going to put that in our back pocket. They're both in a lot of debt. They're in Atlanta.
They're in Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, I got that right.
Good job.
Thank you.
You always get the city wrong by like thousands of miles.
I know. Felt good about that one. There's news around town that a reality show that sounds like they had a current show on air, kind of like The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to cast for a brand new show that they've never done before. All anybody knows is called Million Dollar Marriage. Everything else is super under wraps. They have no idea what the show will be like, anything, but everyone wants to be on it.
Right.
So really, Nell tags along with her friend
Courtney,
who
they go by Nee.
So we got Nell and Nee.
Yeah.
So she just kind of tags along, not interested, but mm-hmm. her friend is like, oh, I want to go on the show. It'd be so fun. So they go and stand in line all day.
So, you know, I've done this before.
Applied for a show?
No, I was support. So I had a friend that wanted to be on The Biggest Loser. Do you remember that show?
Obviously.
And so they were doing auditions in Oklahoma City and I stood in line with her. It was so cold.
Really?
I stood in line with her the entire time.
Wow. What a friend.
I know, right? Good. I had nothing to do. Yeah.
Did she get on?
No, she did not. There were so many people. I was shocked how many people were out there.
Yeah.
I mean, hours.
I mean, it sounded like this was the same situation. There's like thousands and thousands of people trying to get onto the show. So Nell is there really because of her friend wanted to go. And then Luke is there.
Because his friend suggested it.
Suggested it to him.
Yeah.
Because apparently Luke is just
a
beautiful.
Walking god. Yeah.
I mean, hot bod, some tats, mm-hmm. prime for television. They actually first meet Nell and Luke in line.
Yes.
Luke's actually behind them in line.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of a visual. Again, Luke is like Mr. Sexy, ripped, mm-hmm. abs, tats, hunky hot.
Hunky, hunky.
Nell is like
your bookworm,
mm-hmm. nerdy. She's actually carrying like a 600 page book.
She reminds me of the girl from like She's All That.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she's like not interested in talking to him. She's like a meathead. Yeah. I just want to read a book.
Thug is what she said.
She calls him a thug. For some reason, bad boy Luke, who also like rides a motorcycle, is like into her. Like off the bat, he's like intrigued by her.
Yeah.
But I just want to throw off the bat. Like I initially was not buying that he was really into her.
Right.
It just didn't seem like that would be someone he would go for at all. But it's fine. But yeah, so she calls him like, not to his face, but she's just like, oh, there's that thug behind me. She also calls him a Yeti.
I was like, how hairy was he?
So here's the thing. This is what I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again, and I'll probably say it again after this,
mm-hmm.
is they always act like these men in these books who are 6'3". are just like the most giant people I've ever seen. And I want to point out that Nell is 5'7". 5'7 to 6'3 is like, she's pretty tall.
I mean,
she
I would say
more
so.
Than, sorry, you.
It's true.
Would know that.
No offense.
Right. Would know that he's not like that tall.
No. I mean, right? He would be tall to me, but he's not like, wow, I've never seen that kind of height before on a man.
Right. I just like always, because they're always 6'3". I'm just going to say it.
6'3 is that sweet spot in a romance novel.
It's, they're
and
always
200
6'3".
Or 200 20 pounds,
200 pounds.
Yeah.
And I just always, because I have a good reference point, because my husband is 6'3", and I have, and again, I'm like 5'10", but I've never just been like, whoa, you barely fit in the house. Like, I just like don't feel like, they always act like they're 8 feet tall.
It, like, if you really again. Want it to be realistic, be like, he's 7'5", and I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, but like the idea that she's looking at someone the same size as my husband and being like, he's yeti.
A giant.
I'm like, he fits in a car just fine.
Just fine. He doesn't have to duck under door frames or anything like that.
Yeah, it's, I just, that always gets me for whatever reason. Fast forward a little bit, they both obviously are applying to be on the show, and of course they get chosen.
So the interview process is basically they just walk in and they're just like, yes, no.
Right. It's purely based off of their looks, which, I mean, it's reality TV. Let's be straight. It's fine. But they pick her because she's nerdy, and they only pick him because he's hot. Those were the only qualifications.
Right. I mean, they're trying to get the female demographic with him. For
and
sure.
It sounds like they succeeded. And with her, they're just like, oh, that could be funny. I mean, yeah. Really, that's kind of what it was like. Oh, what a laugh this girl will be in the jello pit. So they both get chosen. And I think there's around 50 contestants to start with. There's quite a few, because when they start the show, they cut out about half immediately.
Yeah, I think it is 18 by the end of that first round.
They get chosen. A month goes by. Now it's the day.
It's game time.
It's game time. Mm-hmm. Day one of the show. They still do not know what the show is about.
Yeah.
They only know it's called Million Dollar Marriage. Mm-hmm. They've signed an NDA, but there's nothing
to disclose.
But I want to
say, remember the word marriage. I mean, that is in the title.
Million Dollar Marriage.
Right.
They apparently all know that.
They only hear the $1 million.
The marriage part must have not sunk in. But it's there. They all, that's literally the only thing they know about the show is the title. They start the show and immediately jump into the first challenge. Mm-hmm. It's just like, welcome to the show. Here we go. And they all file outside, and there's a giant pool,
like an Olympic sized pool,
filled
with balloons.
With balloons. Within the thousands of balloons, there's one balloon
with their name on it.
With their name on it. So there's 50 balloons that have someone's name written on it. The goal is to find your balloon with your name, get out, and you have moved on to the next round, essentially. The caveat is, if you find someone else's balloon, you can give it to them and help them move on, or you can pop it. And this is, you're right, to narrow it down to 18 people. And I do want to say, it's not a pool of water. The pool is filled with jello.
Yeah, there's green jello at the bottom.
Green jello, balloons, you gotta find your name. It's madness. They all run in trying to find their name. Balloons are popping. Luke actually finds Nell's balloon and he gives it to her because he has this weird fascination with her. But then, so she's out. She's moving on. But then someone finds Luke's balloon.
Oh yeah, that dick. What was his name?
I forget his name, but he was just like ultra competitive beefhead.
He was horrible.
Yeah, he pops Luke's balloon.
So that means
Luke's out. After everyone finds...
The end.
Right. That's the end of the book. Come back next time. So you now have 18 people. Is that right?
They have their own balloon, and then they pop it, and then it has the name of who they're going to be coupled with, right?
So yeah, so that's right. Okay, so there are 18 people who found their balloons, and the rest of the people who didn't find their balloons are on the other side. They're kind of castaways. And then they're told to pop their balloon, and you will be paired with the person's name inside your balloon. So 18 people pop their balloon, they get their name. Nell pops hers, and of course, it has Luke's name on it. So that means they're paired together.
So he was saved.
So at the end of that, we have 9 couples. And in order to continue on in the game, they've just started. But in order to continue on, the couples need to get married.
Yes.
And I want to say, they are all
the shock,
flabbergasted by this. I mean, absolutely shocked that they would need to get married.
If you're applying to be on a show called Million Dollar Marriage and you know it's a reality show, you should just make the assumption it's going to be bonkers.
And like that marriage would be involved.
Right. I mean, it's in the title.
So not they weren't just like, oh my gosh, so soon. That's what they were like, married. Like they were just absolutely... So
really caught off guard.
Really caught off guard that they were going to have to get married.
Yeah.
And there were couples who decided to not get married and not move forward. So they would take some of the losers who didn't get their balloons. And yeah. So they end up with their couples who have decided to get married, and they learned that basically they'll spend the rest of the show slash challenge married together. They can choose to get the marriage annulled at the end of the show, mm-hmm. and they'll walk away with $250,000 each. Right. But if they decide to do the show, get married, and they decide to stay married, they each get
$500,000, right?
Yeah, or $1 million, yeah. Something like that. So Nell and Luke decide to get
Let's
married.
Do this. Uh-huh.
Let's go for it. They get married, mm-hmm. and it's kind of this weird jello ceremony. It's like right there on the spot they get married.
Yeah, I mean, she's wearing leggings. She's like, this is not how I pictured my wedding day.
I was
like, let's realize what the show is.
You're on reality TV. So they get married. The rest of the show is like The Amazing Race.
Oh, all of it. Yeah.
I mean, it's exactly like The Amazing Race.
Right.
I mean, they have checkpoints. They have the exact same type of challenges. I mean, it's like watching truly a season of The Amazing Race. It's the exact same. The only difference is you don't come in with your partner like your brother. You come in with a stranger that you marry.
Right.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. And so everything else is the exact same as The Amazing Race. So have you watched The Amazing Race before?
No. I mean, I've seen parts of it, but so I get the gist. But
I used to watch it 15 years ago. I mean, it's been on forever.
Yeah.
I don't watch it anymore if it's still on. But I remember just reading the book and being like, this is the exact same as The Amazing Race.
So I just felt like this whole show would have just exhausted me. Like, I don't think I could have done it because
yeah.
it was like they go from one event to the next event. They're flying back. I mean, they're just all over the place and they never get a chance to like rest.
They also like they get married. They spend time in Jell-O
mm-hmm.
and then they just hop on a plane and start the race.
Right.
Still sticky.
Oh, I couldn't handle that.
I couldn't be sticky Mm-mm. for that kind of time.
No.
And that's how a lot of it is. They're just like gross and
muddy,
sleeping in the dirt.
Mm-mm. I mean, as the competition goes on, the accommodations get slightly better.
It does. Yeah. As they kind of narrow down on couples, like because as you go on, couples get eliminated for coming in last place, like The Amazing Race.
So they fly to their second event, their second location, and it's a corn maze. And I've never actually seen a real corn maze before.
You haven't?
No, like I didn't.
I mean, this one was like extra intense.
Yeah.
I've seen one at like.
Except maybe like The Shining where there's like, you know, like a maze where you try to get through a field. I don't know.
I like a casual corn maze in the fall.
Okay.
But yeah, this one, I think one of them, is one blindfolded or?
They're tied front to front.
So he actually like.
He hoists her up. She wraps her legs around his waist.
And
you
he
know,
just carries
sexually.
Her. Oh yeah, they feel the heat.
The whole time she just feels his dong.
I'm like, this maze lasted hours.
His circulation is impeccable.
I mean, I feel like. At some point, he's just like over the sexual attraction. It's just like, how do I
just
get out
tired,
of this corn race?
No, he's just like hard on entire time.
The entire maze.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
I was like, she should feel good about herself.
I mean, truly. And I will say, the first few challenges, they're bickering. They have some actual fights. They're not getting along.
Right.
They don't understand each other. But then they have one challenge a little bit into the race. It's a zip line. She is afraid of heights. But they do it together. Once they get to the other side of the zip line, they just start making out.
Well, she realizes like how fun it is during the zip line. She's like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Right,
and then
zip lining's fun.
Right. And then she gets to the end and she's just so full of adrenaline and excitement that she just like grabs him and kisses him.
And that's like their first kiss.
Crossing the line situation.
Moment.
Yeah. But I do think it's funny, the first night they slept together, she takes her glasses off and he's like, oh my God. It was definitely like a she's all that
100%.
Situation. I call it the Clark Kent effect because it's like, who are you?
I
you're
know.
A whole different person.
Like, no, your chin is the exact same and I could see from my
life. All of you is the same.
But I also felt like the first night, so I know it was awkward, right? They just met each other. They're married. They're on this challenge show together.
She kicks them out.
But the first night they're in a tent and they're exhausted. They've already been on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
They all smell like Jell-O. Like it's been a long day.
Very long.
And she's like, you have to sleep outside. I'm like, can you not get past that? I felt like when you're into this, there's a lot of time on the plane to just be like, okay,
hey, game plan.
we're going to be a team. We're going into this.
Right.
We don't know each other. This is weird. We got to do it.
And they weren't young. They weren't like 17 and just awkward with one another. I mean, she's like 25. I was like, you should know how to talk to another individual and try to work it out, figure things out, plan it out.
You guys can't share a tent for a night.
Right.
You're about to be in this.
You're on a TV show. He's not going to try to pull anything. There's camera people all over the place.
And it wasn't like he was making moves. There was a couple things where I was like, you could just like share the bed in a platonic way.
Right.
Because you're both tired and miserable on this show. And there is a note about Luke that I want to point out before we get too far. Because so far we have said he's just like hunky hottie, Mr. Sexy. The other side of him is that he comes off very dumb.
Yes.
And I really try not to judge him too harshly because they make it clear that he had a really rough childhood, maybe is uneducated.
Former drug addict, yeah.
Had an addiction problem.
Not that that makes you dumb.
No.
But he was written like a dummy.
Like the way he was written, it was just...
Like the sheer amount of times he said ain't was painful to read. Like, I was like, that is what made him sound dumb. Like, if you would have just taken out all the ain'ts.
Yes.
I would have been like, hottie.
Yeah, but so he's like, no, you ain't. He just came off very dumb. The other part of that for me is that I was not attracted to him.
Right, right. I don't care how hot you made him and you described him. The moment he started talking, I was like, please stop.
Every time he had something to say, I was like, I was turned off.
It was ain't in every sentence.
Every sentence. He just came off so... dumb.
It ain't working for me.
And sure ain't. The entire time, whenever he would speak, it reminded me of Uncle Eddie from Christmas Vacation. And I just like could not shake that. And even when Mel, who's like overeducated, right?
Painfully educated,
would be like, you're not stupid. Like, right. I know. And he wasn't.
He wasn't stupid.
But I wish he... I wish
like
he was
like, if I was Nell, I would have been like, but you know, you could stop saying ain't. That would help a lot.
You would jump like four notches if you just quit saying ain't in every sentence. And he had a couple other things that he would say.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you're coming off dumb, my man.
Yeah.
And I wish I didn't feel that way about him.
Same.
Because you can still be just like known for being the bod.
Yeah.
And people ignore the fact that you're smart or have a brain at all. But he was clearly written to be like nothing.
Pretty dumb.
Nothing upstairs.
Yeah. Just creamy nugget.
Just the abs, no brain. And it was upsetting to me personally. So they're carrying on. They're in the race. And there's actually a challenge where they win a special prize. They were like crab fishing if you get a certain type of crab. If you get
a blue lobster.
Whatever. I don't know. If you get something... you win a special prize.
Sorry, I finished this book last night, so it's still fresh in my memory. Right.
And their prize is they get a nice dinner out. Mm-hmm. They get a hotel room, like something like that's not just eating twigs and gravel on the dirt.
Right.
So they actually end up ditching their nice dinner.
Somehow ditching the cameraman as well.
Well, yeah, he's just so crafty.
Yeah, I know.
He just outrun the millions of cameramen that are around them. And they find a bar, like a dive bar. They get super drunk.
So she also, besides being smart, she lives a very clean life. She doesn't drink. She doesn't smoke.
She just eats like carrot sticks.
She's like a rabbit. And so then they have a night of tequila shots, which, you know, always turns out well.
Oh my gosh. So she's on the dance floor. She's had all of her tequila. She's grinding on him. She wants to make out. They go into an alley. She like mauls him a little bit, super into it. Just make out in the street.
They make out in a dirty alley. And of course, the next morning, she barely remembers.
Their relationship is evolving over the course of the race. I will say that. Mm-hmm. There is a point that, you know how in books they always mention how good the other person smells?
Oh, yeah.
Just like, oh, she smells like strawberries.
Yeah.
And he just smells so woodsy. Like, there's always comments about how the other person smells.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's their natural pheromones, but we all know it's just.
And also, like, no
perfume.
Body wash is that fragrant. It's just not. I mean, sorry. So there's a moment where they finish a challenge, they hug, and Luke in his mind is like, gosh, she smells so great. And they literally had just said they had not showered in 4 days. 4 days, they've been running around, getting dirty. He hugs her and she's just like, oh, she smells so good.
Yeah.
I'm like, really, dude?
No. She doesn't exude lemon lime or whatever it was.
She's not smelling like berries and sea breeze. Okay. Mm-hmm. She's just not.
I think a sniffer's broken.
Your sniffer's broken. She's not smelling good.
She smells ripe. Okay.
Both smelling bad. I just feel like there were other things he could have thought about that hug besides the fact, like, besides her scent. Unimportant, but I feel like I had to say it. Mm-hmm. Now, there is one point, because you're right, as they move on in the competition, they get better accommodations. Mm-hmm. At some point, they get to stay in a hotel.
Ooh.
And let's just say they explore their bodies a little bit.
They do.
Luke refuses to have sex with her.
Very frustrating.
Because
even as a reader, I was like, come on.
Get it done. But she's not a virgin, but she has expressed the next time mm-hmm. that she sleeps with someone, she wants it to be for like true love and
who
she's going to
marry. Very much a fairy tale situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they do everything but that, basically.
Because he feels like he's being the good guy, wanting to save her for
the man she feels loves. Like he's not good enough for her.
That too. Yeah.
And he's just like, I don't want to, you're right, like ruin her or make her regret this. I'm not the one for her. I'm not good enough. And then up until this point, they've, again, not a great time, hard challenges, a lot of physical labor. But there's one where they go to Hawaii.
They're all over the place. I can't imagine how much the show cost to produce.
Oh, The Amazing Race was like that too. They're flying everywhere. But they get to Hawaii. I think he buys her and somehow convinces her to wear this like teeny little red bikini. And they're just making eyes at each other all day, all night. They end up going to a secluded area. It is still open on the resort grounds, but by themselves. And he gets a little frisky with her. And then she gives him a blowjob. And of course.
So I wrote notes on this because it cracked me up so bad. Because he's just fighting it. He's fighting the feelings. He's like, I am not good enough for her. And then the moment she sucks his dick, he goes, well, she's gone and done it. She's made me fall in love with her. And I'm like, wait a minute.
That was literally the moment that he fell in love with her.
Yeah.
Truly.
That is some amazing skills. And it was her, wasn't it her first blowjob?
I think it was her first time.
So well done, Nell.
No exaggeration.
Yeah, she literally blew his mind and his load.
I mean, she got downtown and he was just like, this is what love is.
Yeah.
Like, is it? Again, for him. Just like reinforces that he's like an idiot. Yeah. Sorry. Or he's just like, this one experience, he's like, this is what true love is. I didn't know it until this moment. But it is during this little Hawaii trip, I think, that they have a conversation and they agree at the end.
I know.
If they win, which they may not, there's still like four couples left, mm-hmm. but they agree if they win, they want to stay married, which is a big deal.
Huge deal.
Because you could easily get it annulled.
Uh-huh. And the competition, mind you, is a 2-week event. That's it.
That's pretty short.
That's pretty short.
But you can tell they've gotten close. He fell in love. Mm-hmm. She's fallen in love. They agree. Should they win, they want to stay married.
Ain't no annulment.
Ain't no annulment for me, darling. And odds against them, they win. And they actually win because the whole race, like, truly he's carrying her.
Yes. There are no,
figuratively,
like,
and literally.
Yeah. It's not any sort of intellectual game. It's all just brawn. Like, it requires his muscle.
It's all physical challenges.
Yes.
Even there's one where he has, like, the flu.
Yeah, he's incredibly sick.
He still, like, pulls her in a sled for 6 miles. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
How could she not tell he was sick?
I can't even get into that.
Yeah.
He was so visibly ill.
But she was so wrapped up in, like, oh, maybe he regrets the kiss. And I was like, girl, tighten up.
Yeah. It's not about the kiss. Yeah. He's truly ill. But they win. They are the final couple. They win. Get to the checkpoint or whatever first.
And this is the only time that it actually required not even some intelligence, because they had to remember the color of the flags in every event.
Yes.
And she just happens to remember.
She has like a photographic memory.
Yeah.
This was the only time she ever came in handy.
Yeah. Well done, Nell.
Well done, Nell. You brought it home. Look, yeah. I'll say what I said about her not contributing, but she brought it home and I won because of her. So
way to do the bare minimum.
Right. they win, and there's a moment they like hug. It's exciting.
Oh, it's great.
And they're about to say, you know, like, we want to stay married. Mm-hmm. But the host jumps in and is like, and we'll get the answer at the live finale.
Yeah.
And the live finale isn't for a few months, right? Because they're filming this, but then it has to go through production and editing. Then they have to air the show. And then the live finale happens after the show is aired.
They're like apart for like 3 months, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. It's a couple months mm-hmm. until the live finale.
Yeah.
And
so they have to have zero communication.
Right. Yeah, they're not allowed to see each other, talk to each other. So they have to wait a couple months. But I will say they do break the rules.
They do, which I thought was kind of cute.
It was cute. They have a little secret rendezvous and they have sex
finally.
For the first time.
Yeah.
In the back of his truck. Mm-hmm. They get it on. And he also proposes to her, right? So they're uh-huh. married.
Gives her a real ring and all.
But he gives her a real ring.
Uh-huh.
It's real special. I mean, ain't nothing to doubt there. A few months go by. Finally, it's the finale.
Mm-hmm.
And they both don't actually watch the show, which I thought was smart.
Oh, I wouldn't want to watch it.
No. They don't watch the show as it airs, which all of their friends are like addicted to the show because right. it's like the hot new show. Everybody's watching it. But they don't watch. They only know their own experience from the show. And they know that they love each other. But like any finale of any show, they bring them all out, put them on a couch, and then they play scenes and flashbacks from the show.
Oh, this was brutal.
This was brutal because obviously it's reality TV and there's heavy, heavy editing that production does.
And I will tell you guys, editing is such a big thing. Like if I gave you the raw footage of us recording, you'd be like, you guys are bad.
Versus now they're like, wow, you guys are great.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of editing I would imagine goes into a reality TV show would totally change your perspective from the edited version versus the raw.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and because they haven't seen these scenes before,
yeah.
they haven't really seen how the show was edited together.
Mm-hmm.
They're seeing it for the first time on the spot live, and Luke was edited to be this beautiful stud.
He is America's
handsome,
hero right
America's
now. A national treasure.
Truly, truly, all the women are like, Luke, yeah. Mama, I love you.
But and her montage,
hers, she looks like a lame loser.
Yeah. And she, mean.
Mean, lame, and then also, like, he's not interested in her. She's, like, a sad puppy dog mm-hmm. and following him around.
But he basically, that part was true. He basically carried her through the whole thing.
Like, she got a bad edit. It freaks her out, and she starts to question, because, again, it's been a couple months. She's seen this
she's
footage.
She's like, why would he want to be with
and
me?
And she's like, oh, my God, I am a lame loser.
Right. But what got her was the footage of the recording where she started questioning her relationship with him.
There was a point where like one of the other girls tried to hit on Luke.
Charity. Mm-hmm.
Tried to hit on him and be like, hey, you want to go behind those bushes? Make out, basically. And
he said no. He pushed her away.
In real life, he said no, but the edit made it seem like...
Yeah, she pretended to be like...
Yeah. Noel was like, is my whole life a lie? Like, I don't know who to trust.
Take it easy.
Mm-hmm. Don't know who to believe. Right after that, they ask, like, are you going to stay married? And she's like, no, I'm out. And she gets
storms off
and leaves the set. So he was going to say yes.
He was down. He was ready.
Super in love.
Let's do this.
She gives great head, all into it. She went in thinking she's going to say yes. But again, she sees that, says no, bolts,
mm-hmm.
and won't talk to him. A week or so passes. It's not that long.
It's really not that long.
And they're both miserable. She ultimately decides she needs to return the engagement ring that he had given her.
Right. And she had started applying. And so she actually got a job in Massachusetts. So they're in Atlanta. She accepted the job. And so she was going to return the ring and be like, sorry.
Got to move on.
Yeah.
Too hard to stay here.
Yeah. But so, her friend, Courtney, kind of talks some sense into her too.
Nene.
Mm-hmm.
Nell goes to the bar to give the ring back. But they're just drawn to each other. Honestly, pretty quickly reconcile.
Very quickly.
They just like can't help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the epilogue is they get married in Paris and live happily ever after.
They freaking have a wedding in Paris. I was like, whoa.
I know. It's a small Parisian wedding.
Yeah.
And they're
probably
just
didn't cost a lot.
Happy as two little clams.
They like they blew through any money they got.
Yeah. Well, and also here's the thing, because they didn't stay married, they got like a fraction of the prize money.
And I guess that's the part I was all confused by, because at one point I thought, did they even get any money?
Okay, so good point. Mm-hmm. So they were, because they decided not to stay married, they would have walked away with $250,000 each.
Right.
However, Luke did some things out of anger after that, that he actually broke his contract.
Yeah, he was like taking interviews.
Oh, he was going to write a tell-all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was too. They were going to write one together.
Well, they ended up writing one together after they reconciled. But before that, he was so pissed about how the show edited them that he was just doing interviews to get the word out that they were fucking with their lives.
Right. So he didn't get any money off the bat. And then they ended up writing a tell-all book. And I think,
which was like on the New York Times for weeks and weeks.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
So I think that probably negates her contract. But if they had just decided to stay married on the set, they would have gotten $1 million.
I know.
And
if I were her, even if I was pissed at what had I seen or heard from the video, I would have been like, $1 million, $1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah. We'll figure this out after. We'll talk.
Right. Meet you out back. But let's get this mill in the bag.
And to me, I was like, if I were Luke, I'd be like, you know, she's a bit irrational. Like, she clearly just does not make good decisions.
Well, and just to be like so easily swayed.
So easily swayed.
No, reality TV does that stuff.
Like, right. And I feel like they compensated by saying, well, she didn't watch reality TV. I go, yeah, but everyone knows the premise. Everyone understands. I don't watch it, but I know how they work. You know?
Everyone knows that they're like slimy. Yeah, you're right. I don't think they got any money, but they had the tell-all, which gave them enough to have this beautiful Parisian wedding. And that was
that's
book.
The book.
That's it.
And I know, as much as we kind of like docked on this book, it was actually a fun read.
I flew through it. I mean, it was an easy read.
I felt like the little adventures and all that stuff was kind of fun to read, which I didn't think I would be interested, but it was good. I really did like it.
Yeah, but that's it. We don't have the next month's book picked out.
Yeah, we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants right now. But if you want to recommend any books, we're taking them as they go, because, you know, we want the fun. We want crazy.
You got a good
DM
one.
DM us.
Well, if that's it, we hope you... All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed this month's episode.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and subscribe to our podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.